Manufacturing has long been a key part of Wisconsin's economy, but like most of the U.S., it's seen a steady decline over time. New numbers show the state lost thousands of production sector jobs last year, factoring into a relatively slow pace in overall job growth.
At the same time, there are thousands of job openings in manufacturing, and some employers say they're having trouble finding workers to fill positions. It's something Governor Walker has pointed to in saying that a skills gap rather than job creation is the major issue facing the state's economy.
Noah Williams is with us in the studio now to talk about where things stand with the manufacturing job market. He's a professor of economics at UW-Madison and director of the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy. Noah, welcome back to the show.
Great. Happy to be here.
So these numbers last year, it looks like a decline in manufacturing jobs in Wisconsin. What do those numbers look like? How do we compare to the rest of the country?
So this was the gold standard figures, which came out. It's called the Quarterly Census of Employment and Wages. And if we compare year over year, December 2016 through December 2015, we're looking at a loss of about 3,700 jobs in the state. On a percentage basis, that's a little bit less than 1% of manufacturing employment, which was lost in the state. Compared to nationwide, we saw manufacturing employment roughly constant over the same span. But if we look more at our neighbors in Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa, those states all experienced declines of roughly comparable magnitudes as well.
And what's driving those declines? Is it a matter of we're producing less stuff, so there are fewer jobs, or is it a matter of we're producing stuff with more mechanization, with more robotic technology and things like that?
Well, so this is part of a long-term pattern of a decline in both the percentage of the labor force employed in manufacturing and particularly since 2000 in the overall number of people employed in manufacturing. So yes, production and output has continued to go up, but we have been producing more with less.
How much, I should say, how important is manufacturing for the Wisconsin economy?
Manufacturing is the largest single sector in the economy. It accounts for roughly 18% of private employment, so on the order of 470,000 jobs. And it accounts for even more than that in terms of output, roughly 19% of all output in the state. So it has historically been an important sector and continues to be so today.
Now, Governor Walker had signed the Manufacturing and Agricultural Tax Credit soon after he took office back in 2011, fully phased in finally last year. It really cut the effective rate of corporate taxes for manufacturers from just shy of 8% to less than 0.5% now. What effect do you see that having on manufacturing in the state?
Yeah, so this was one of the things I'd wanted to look at because it has been in the news, and particularly with the most recent budget cycle, it came up again as a discussion topic. And I found that it had very significant employment impact in the state. In particular, I can go into the details of how I did the study, but my baseline estimate was that cumulatively, since the tax has been phased in, it could account for roughly 20,000, an increase in roughly 20,000 manufacturing jobs in the state. And in addition, a spillover to broader employment. So with each manufacturing job, there will be other jobs created in other parts of the state economy, and I found roughly one for one.
And to get into a little more detail, and we've seen this 2011, we were just starting to come up from the bottom after the Great Recession.
Yes.
We've seen, 80-some months now of consecutive job growth nationwide. How do you tease out the impact of this tax credit from just this overall national trend?
Yeah, so what I did, because it is so difficult to distinguish policy impacts, and in particular, even just comparing against our border states, there's vast differences, say, between Wisconsin and Minnesota in terms of industry makeup, urban concentration, things like that, that I really wanted to focus on a localized comparison to make things cleaner. So what I did was look at the experience of the border counties in Wisconsin and those counties across the border in Illinois, Minnesota, some in the Upper Peninsula, and a few in Iowa. And so what I did was look at the differential employment responses since the tax credit was phased in 2013 in those counties. And what I found was even on the border counties, there was very rapid change and very significant differences between what happened in Wisconsin versus counties just across the border. And they seem to be highly responsive to differentials in tax rates.
Talking to Noah Williams, economist at UW-Madison, director of the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy, looking at manufacturing jobs here in Wisconsin. Noah, we mentioned earlier the skills gap. Governor Walker has focused on that. He's not the only one. How much of a, I guess, drag on the manufacturing industry is a lack of workers who are ready for the manufacturing jobs of today, which are often more highly trained, sometimes high tech jobs?
Yes. No, I think that's very important. If we look at the job center for Wisconsin, we see on the order of 10,000 job openings in the manufacturing sector. So even though we have shed some jobs recently, there's still a vast number of jobs which are going unfilled. And this is largely the case that manufacturers are having a hard time finding people who are qualified and willing to work. The WMC recently did a survey of their members, and they found 77% had reported difficulty in finding available workers, and they rated this as their number one concern.
And some people have been critical of the idea of a skills gap, saying, well, if you've got demand for workers that isn't being filled, you should pay more and offer to do more of the training you need. Is that part of the solution?
So certainly training, I think, is an important part of it. And we have seen an increase, as the governor and the president were talking about the apprenticeship programs.
Sure.
And we've seen a big expansion of that in the state. Certainly, we would all like to see wages go up, but the difficulty is in a competitive national and global economy. Most employers in Wisconsin simply don't have a whole lot of control over what they can pay. So they have to take market wages essentially as given, and some of the jobs are only. Would only be profitable to be filled at particular wages.
You mentioned the governor and the president talking about possible solutions. What kind of things, from a state policy perspective, would make sure that our Wisconsin workforce has more people ready to fill these jobs?
Yeah, so certainly there's probably a broader array of things which could be done at the national level. But certainly within the state, continued education and training. I think the manufacturing and agriculture tax credit has been important, but equally important for many businesses looking to invest in the state are other taxes. We remain a high tax state. So even though the governor has held the line on property taxes remain relatively high, income taxes remain relatively high. But again, one thing which seems to be holding us back is the supply of available workers. So anything we can do to encourage more people, more mobility, and more people to move to the state would be very beneficial.
As we wrap up, as you watch the manufacturing sector in Wisconsin, what are the next signs you're looking for, the next tea leaves you want to read?
Well, so what we have seen, the QCEW numbers, which we're talking about, are a little bit of a backward-looking indicator.
Right.
They are the most comprehensive. But if we look at the surveys which have been done since then, put out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we actually have seen an uptick coming in the end of 2016 into 2017. So employment in the sector does look like it has rebounded from perhaps a temporary lull. So things do seem to be on the uptick. Certainly, I expect the labor market to continue to tighten. Certainly, as this happens nationwide, we would expect an uptick in wages to be a result of that as well.
We'll leave it there for now. Noah, thanks a lot for coming up today.
Great. Thank you.
That's Noah Williams. He joined us in our studio to break down the state of Wisconsin's manufacturing job market. He's a professor of economics at UW-Madison.